And a new federal law is in effect banning the use and over-the-counter sales of steroid-like supplements. The best known of these is androstenedione, or Andro. Former St. Louis Cardinals slugger Mark McGwire admitted using it a few years back. Andro has been reclassified as a controlled drug because of possible health risks. But that didn't stop people from buying large batches ahead of the ban. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The pill bottles and tubs of weight gainer protein powder are stacked 8 feet high at American Nutrition Center just outside Boston.
These are all our fat burners up here.
Store owner Steve Cardillo says by far the best seller this week has been his now dwindling stack of Andro pills. Cardillo says he sold $25,000 worth in the past month. College student Mike Grana, who's buying two $30 bottles of Andro, says it definitely helps him get bigger and stronger.
It gives you a pump, it gives you confidence, and makes you want to work out harder and get bigger. It motivates you. Just you see results quicker and put more weight up.
Cardillo says it used to be that just bodybuilders were into muscle pills and protein drinks, but that's changed a lot.
The bodybuilding scene is kind of freaky. That's a whole drug thing, but it's like more like a cult. But we have four high schools within like 2 mile radius, 10 gyms, so you got high school athletes. They come in, they get their protein, their sports nutrition.
Cardillo says he doesn't sell Andro to high school kids, but until now it was perfectly legal for kids to buy the pills, and a lot did. Customer Mike Grana says he used Andro in high school when he played hockey. Such widespread use has many physicians applauding the ban.
Well, I think it's long overdue.
Dr. Gary Wadler is a professor at New York University School of Medicine and an authority on performance-enhancing drugs. He says Andro is what's called a steroid precursor. That is, it gets converted by an enzyme in the body into testosterone and then acts like an anabolic steroid.
In essence, by taking androstenedione, you really were in circumventing the intent of the Controlled Substances Act as related to anabolic steroids.
Wadler and other health experts have worried for years that Andro could cause hormone imbalances in teenagers and stunt their growth. Some warn, too, of possible risks for heart disease later in life.
The tax comes to $352.67.
Back at his nutrition store, as a customer buys a case of Andro, Steve Cardillo says the ban has been the best thing to happen to his business in a long time. Upwards of 50 new customers a day have been coming in this week to buy Andro ahead of the ban. Cardillo and his partner have been giving them free samples of their other products.
Here's your change.
Give him a catalog.
What's this? This is a herbal testosterone boost. You can actually just take it before your workout. Here's a free stopwatch and a clock radio for you.
NYU's Dr. Wadler says he's still concerned about some of these other products not included in the ban. He warns that since these supplements don't have to be approved by the FDA and their health risks are largely unknown, anything beyond your basic protein shake might not be the best idea. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
And to find out more on Andro and other sports supplements, go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.